Well, we're excited to start SEC play, go on the road to a really good Ole Miss team. Everybody in our league is good now, so every weekend's going to be a challenge. So anxious to get this thing started. So happy to answer questions.
Yeah, I know you kind of are where you are. You always want to find ways to improve or so forth. But going into SEC play, are you where you thought you might be, or how much further behind or ahead or are you where you thought? How does it compare to recent years?
Yeah, it's a loaded question. It's hard to say. I think you always hope going into the season that you'll be a 10 out of 10 in every category. We're not there yet. I think our pitching has been very consistent and at a very high level. I think our hitting has had moments of being really, really good, but not quite as consistent as we expect it to be yet. And I think once we hit our stride offensively, I think we'll be a pretty darn good team. We're not there yet. I don't think any team right now after 17 or 18 games is exactly where they want to be. But I think we've identified the areas where we do need to improve. We've identified the areas that we feel pretty good about. And now it's just continue to build on those.
Last night you caught Cole, you caught Ryan. How have you seen him grow as a catcher? And can he catch, do you feel like? Is he to the point where he can catch those midweek games without you having to worry too much about not having Cole back there?
Well, we had 16 strikeouts last night, and he was there for a great majority of them. So I think he's developing pretty nicely back there. He's throwing well, and the reports we're getting on his catching metrics have been very solid so far. He had the big RBI double last night for us. So I think he's becoming a player that we can count on there. Ideally, we'd like to have him be able to catch on Tuesdays most of the time. Just because it gives Cole a chance to catch his breath and play a little first base. You saw last night in the tight game, we moved Cole back to catcher and Gavin out to first base just to finish the game, just to have our veterans out there. But I think all in all, Ryan Bakes is making nice progress.
What challenges do you think the strength of Ole Miss's pitchers will pose for your batters? As you say, they're not as consistent as you had hoped.
Well, I mean, SEC pitching, now that we get into the 30-game grind of SEC pitching, we're going to be facing nothing but high-level arms. And so we need to be very disciplined in our bats. We need to be able to handle fastballs and off-speed pitches. We need to be able to use the whole field. Anytime you face good pitching, that's what you're going to have to do, and Ole Miss is no different.
With Kennedy, he didn't have a great fall or a little bit better in the preseason too, but when he got out there, he, you know, immediately impacted the game significantly. Did he make an adjustment or a change, or is he one of those quote-unquote gamer types?
Yeah, I don't think he made any major changes. I just think there was an adjustment period being at a new school, facing SEC pitching every single day in our inner squads. He kept a good attitude throughout. He just kept working. He just kept battling. And when he got his opportunity, he took advantage of it. I think the first game he started was he led off with a home run. So, look, you got to give him credit. And he's, as we move forward, he needs to be an important part of our offense.
I know you mentioned that SEC pitching obviously is a step up, but one of the things when I was covering the minor leagues, guys would sometimes say as they moved up, it was sometimes a little bit easier to hit because the pitching was more consistent. They weren't going to go into a game where 18 guys were going to walk, for example. Is there any benefit to having to facing more strike throwers, so to speak, once you get in SEC play?
Well, I have heard that as well in pro baseball, and I probably could confirm that as somebody that had better stats in AA than in A-ball as a hitter. I would never use the word easy as it relates to SEC pitching now that we're going into the league. But I think what you're going to see is guys are going to be facing pitching very similar to what we see every day in our inner squads in terms of velocity, in terms of how they're attacked. And so I'm interested to see how we react now that we're into the SEC season.
From a pitching standpoint, how confident are you that your staff can keep this going as the level of competition for those guys also increases?
Well, I would love to see them maintain this level of excellence. To expect it to be at the exact same level as we get into the SEC, that's probably a pretty big ask for anybody right now of all the teams in the SEC. But We've seen so many positives out of our guys, and it's depth. It's high level at the top. It's great depth throughout. It's strike throwing. It's making big pitches. It's strikeout to walk ratios. Just very pleased with where our pitching is right now, and pleased with the job Matt Williams has done in his first year here. So hoping to see that continue.
And have you paid much attention to the league and the results so far this year? Anything from a player perspective or team perspective that's jumped out to you at all?
I mean, the biggest thing is you can see some of the teams that really went heavy into the portal, especially offensively, have made pretty big jumps. You look at Georgia, they made a big jump and they went heavy into the portal. I just think you see throughout the league, you're just seeing a lot of good teams, a lot of excellence. Texas A&M has been dominant. They're undefeated up until this point. So I just think the SEC is only going to continue to get better and better and deeper the more this transfer portal thing takes over, because just every team is going to be talented. Every team is going to be old. And so as I've said before, it's going to be a tug of war. Every weekend is going to be a tug of war. And at the end, you just want to make sure you're in a position to advance to the NCAA tournament, because I think if you can survive this grind in our league, all of our teams will have a chance to go pretty far in the postseason.
Yeah, just wanted to get a quick health update too. You know, any of the guys that haven't played so far this year that may have been, you know, kind of targeting being ready for SEC play, where are they at?
I'd say the two guys of note are Polk and McCoy. They both are very, very close. McCoy is now ready to be inserted into a game, and Polk is getting very close. And based on what we've seen in their workouts, in their facing our hitters on one-on-one workouts so far, both guys are going to help us. McCoy has been up to 95 with a really good breaking ball in our live at bats, and Polk also has been in that 93-94 range with really good control and secondary. So two more guys that I think can really be an asset for us as we move forward.
Will either of those guys make the trip to Oxford this weekend?
They both will. Yes, they both will.
And also, last night, another game at a minor league park. I think you'll have five of those this year and usually play four or five. What benefit does that serve you guys? Do you want to keep playing that number, that many in those parks?
Yeah, I like it. I always have. I think our players love, you know, obviously the number one place we love to play is Founders. But then after that, when you can go into a pro park, whether it's the AAA park, whether it's Charleston, whether it's here in town, whether it's North Augusta, I mean, all over the place. We love to go play in the pro parks. I think it's a good experience for our players. It gives them a little taste of what it's like to be a pro player for a day. And it's also, it's a neutral site, so you get a little bit more credit on the RPI. Generally, it's either a road game or a neutral site game, so you get a little more credit there. So I think there's a ton of benefits to it.
Just wanted to follow up, with the pitching rotation this weekend, do you have any thoughts on what y'all may do Sunday, or do you just leave it at TBA and figure out Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, I think we're going to leave it at TBA for now. We have a couple ideas of what we'd like to do, but for right now, I think it's in our best interest to leave it at TBA.